I don't like being dependent on one person, and I don't recommend it in the least. In the world of high technology, this type of dependency would be referred to as a single point of failure, one fragile item upon which all else depends. In the world of IT, the term redundancy is used as a selling point for systems that continue to function if there is a malfunction or mechanical failure in any given part. In the context of VAs, redundancy entails having fallback support. I recommend that you hire a VA firm or VAs with backup teams instead of sole operators. Examples abound, of course, of people who have had a single assistant for decades without incident, but I suggest that this is the exception rather than the rule. Better safe than sorry. Besides simple disaster avoidance, a group structure provides a pool of talent that allows you to assign multiple tasks without bothering to find a new person with the qualifications. Brickwork and YMII both exemplify this type of structure and provide a single point of contact, a personal account manager, who then farms out your tasks to the most capable people in the group and across different shifts. Need graphic design? Covered. Need database management? Covered. I don't like calling and coordinating multiple people. I want one-stop shopping and am willing to pay 10% more to have it. I encourage you to be similarly pound-wise and penny-foolish. Team preference doesn't mean that bigger is better, just that multiple people are better than one person. The best VA I have used to date is an Indian with 5 backup assistants under him. 3 can be more than sufficient, but 2 is towing the line. The number one fear. Sweetheart, did you buy a Porsche in China? I'm sure you might have your fears. AJ certainly did. My outsourcers now know an alarming amount about me. Not just my schedule, but my cholesterol, my infertility problems, my social security number, my passwords, including the one that is a particularly adolescent curse word. Sometimes I worry that I can't piss off my outsourcers or I'll end up with a $12,000 charge on my MasterCard bill from the Louis Vuitton in Anantapur. The good news is that misuse of financial and confidential information is rare. In all of the interviews I conducted for this section, I could find only one case of information abuse, and I had to search long and hard. It involved an overworked U.S.-based VA who hired freelance to help at the last moment. Commit to memory the following. Never use the new hire. Prohibit small operation VAs from subcontracting work to untested freelancers without your written permission. The more established and higher-end firms, Brickwork in the below example, have security measures that border on excessive and make it simple to pinpoint abusers in the case of a breach. Employees undergo background checks and sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, in accordance with the company policy of maintaining confidentiality of client information.